Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Carter. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, What Everyone Ought to Know About Depression. This episode is brought to you by... We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Anyone can have the blues from time to time and feel depressed, but depression is something other than just being sad. Many life events can leave you sad and depressed, and depression is no different. Anyone can become depressed and it can happen at any age and in any person, but depression is far more common than you might think, with almost 1 in 10 adults becoming depressed at some point. Depression affects about 1 in 6 adults, and about 16 million American adults are affected by it. We know that we cry and we are sad, ranging from sadness about things that we may never have associated with depression, such as the death of a loved one, separation, or even job loss. In fact, depression is one of the most common mood disorders and occurs more frequently in women than men. There may be differences in symptoms of depression based on gender and age, but, according to the American Psychiatric Association, more than a third of men and about three-quarters of women suffer from depression each year. This guide explains how to treat students who suffer from a mental disorder. It also addresses what medical professionals consider common causes of depression and what a person should do if they believe they or someone else is suffering from depression. The video discusses the different types of symptoms and how to tell if you are depressed, as well as the difference between the two. If you have friends or family who have difficulty understanding what clinical depression is, please share this article with them. For people who suspect they are suffering from depression, read these 13 words and phrases that may indicate depression and try to check the 10 signs that could make you depressed. If your family members appear to have signs of hidden depression, try to talk to them about their symptoms and offer them unbiased support and counseling. In this resource on depressive episodes, you will find information on depression testing, diagnosis and treatment, including psychotherapy, antidepressants and medications. For more information about various forms of treatment for depression, including psychotherapy, medication and brain stimulation therapy, visit the NIMH website on depression. If depression leads to suicidal thoughts, call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255 to connect you to a depression treatment center near you. And if you're a teenager who can be depressed, contact the Teenage Depression Hotline for answers on the best treatment options. Sufferers must have 5 symptoms of depression to be diagnosed, and mild depression must include at least one of the first two, namely anxiety, irritability, disinterest in life, fatigue and sleep problems. Minor depression is defined as symptoms that present one or more of 5 symptoms of depression and none other than depression. If you have depression symptoms most or all days, go to your GP for an examination or treatment. One of the reasons depression is so debilitating is that the core symptoms of depression make it difficult to seek support and find a way out. Maintaining depression can be difficult, not only for the person with depression, but also for their family and friends. Remember, then, that every person in depression has to deal with the symptoms that make every day a struggle. If you have been raised to the subject of depression or suspect that you have symptoms of it, please take some time. To help you, a psychiatric expert can explain the symptoms of depression to decide whether you or someone close to you may need to be examined for a depressive disorder. If you suspect that depression is affecting your life, it is important that you seek help early and speak to a doctor with whom you have depression and discuss your treatment options. Your GP is a good place to start and can help you understand what depression is and how to get help so you can start refocusing on life. A depression hotline is also a valuable resource if you have experienced symptoms of depression or have behaved similarly to friends or family who may be depressed. People with depression symptoms should consider seeking help as soon as possible, regardless of the severity of their symptoms. According to the NHS, depression can only be diagnosed by a doctor and should be treated as a disease for which there is no help, just as someone with diabetes would probably seek help for symptoms. But people with depression symptoms should talk to their doctor or other healthcare professional about it. Depression doesn't have to be lifelong, but no one can ever be sure that they will survive it at some point in their life. A person who is going through a depressive episode can feel as if it is the end of the world or the beginning of a new chapter in their life, and it can even be. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.